This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, it's the third week. So I turn that over to my good friend, Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Take it over, Mindy.
Welcome to the ninth Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on important topics for our community. Today, I am so excited to introduce our special guest, Maria Hernandez, the Chief Impact Officer of United Way of Broward. Maria is a highly accomplished senior executive in a nonprofit sector with a strong background as a licensed clinical social worker. She has over 20 years of experience designing and managing human services programs and clinical interventions. She's a recognized thought leader with expertise in health, behavioral health, education, and financial stability. Maria joined United Way of Broward in 2013 and has been responsible for overseeing the development and facilitation of the organization's community initiatives. She's also a passionate advocate for social change and leads the organization's government relations and public policy initiatives. A first-generation Dominican immigrant who grew up in New York City, yes, New York City, and we'll talk about that in a few, Maria considers herself to have intersectional cultures, and we need to talk about that in a minute. She is committed to fostering meaningful connections and addressing the community's most pressing challenges. Welcome, Maria, to Latin Connection podcast. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is great. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Maria, we have known each other for a while, but a couple of things that brings us together is definitely that New York experience. I spent 20 years in New York City. And of course, as most New Yorkers, we do, we come down to Florida and make this our second home or our first home. So tell me about your experience. We're going to start first getting to know you first. And then, of course, we talk about everything else you do with it, which is fantastic. But the idea here is to the audience to get to know who you are as a human being and as a person and someone in that work community that we all cherish and feel very, very fortunate to have you in our lives.
So I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic. Love my country, but we immigrated here when I was already transitioning to adulthood. Attended college in New York. I went to College of SUNY Newport's. And for my master in clinical social work, I went to Fordham University in New York City.
I know
that. And I did a lot of the beginning of my career and my work, working in the Bronx, working with domestic violence, with substance abuse, working with the Dominican Alliance, empowering communities and individuals, you know, and giving them a voice. Doing a lot of work with public relations and public policy. So I'm very passionate about my work as an immigrant. I feel this responsibility to give back. So proud New Yorker, super happy to be able to evolve and help my community in different capacities.
That's great. I'm surprised that we never crossed paths in New York. Or maybe we did, but we didn't know each other, obviously. But, you know, I was working with on the consumption of alcoholic beverages with Anheuser-Busch at that time. So I was on the opposite side of things. But in any case, I also worked as a volunteer and on the board with Hispanic Federation. So I know that maybe we cross path in some of the events and galas or what have you, maybe, right?
Yes, definitely.
Good, good, good. So now fast forward, you have all that background, you know, who you are, your experience as an immigrant, New York City, come down to Florida and you land this magnificent job as a chief impact officer. What does that mean for the people that are, you know, listening to us and for Broward, for United Way of Broward, but more importantly, what is the role? What does it entail? But what is the most rewarding part of it?
Yeah. And so to start, I didn't start with being a chief impact officer. I started my career in Florida, you know, in different areas of human services and administration. From in 2013, I started with United Way of Broward County. As their chief impact officer, I am responsible for our community investment, the agency programs, government relations, and public policy. Mm-hmm. On an annual basis, we fund over 80 agencies and more than 150 programs in our community. Our programs are divided in three pillars: education, health, and behavioral health. We also do a lot of funding around financial stability. So we in addition to being a funder in this community, we are also just a regular agency. We provide human services and wraparound services to veterans. We specifically do a lot of work around housing. Mm-hmm. We run two community schools in Broward County. Sometimes people, you know, they don't make the relationship between United Way and the community schools, but we have two community schools in Broward County. We also run several mentoring and coaching programs for youth and small children. And we have a large program around behavioral health and drug prevention. So a lot in the community, when I see my work, I see that at United Way, I get to help build a safety net for our community.
And you do that also, you know, people don't recognize that sometimes that, you know, when they're hurricanes with their, pandemic, you guys are there. You're the first ones pretty much to show up and help families. So tell us a little bit, you know, about those type of programs that you oversee?
Yes. So during disaster and after disaster, we partner with Broward County government and also with the Red Cross. And we are one of the first out there assisting. Mainly our role is around volunteer coordination. It's also about coordinating donations. But we serve our community. Sometimes we deploy to other communities to support other United Ways or to support other counties. But we also, in addition to the many agencies we fund, the programs that we run in-house, we are responsible for disaster recovery.
Yeah. Do you think that your background, I'm going to go back to the personal journey. Do you think your background and being an immigrant and your journey itself in New York City shape in any way that what you do today as a chief impact officer for United Way of Broward?
Oh, definitely. Yes. My work is inspired by my culture, my heritage, my family, and the gratitude that I have. These things propel me every day to do better and to continue working hard to empower other Hispanics. I don't think that I got here by accident. I got here because I received the support of many others that are, behind, beside, and in front of me. I am the product of their, other love and the opportunities others have given me. And I am committed to doing the same thing for other Hispanic. So when I am designing programs, when I am exploring where we need to invest, what strategies we need to implement, I'm always thinking about how to uplift the Hispanic through the programming that we do. And I try to be culture sensitive and responsive with the programming that I designed and with all of the initiatives that we put out to the community. So definitely 100% impact.
Right. And that's not just the Hispanic, but when you're looking at it, so the community as a whole, that everybody is included and everybody benefits from it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that sometimes people understand how big of an organization is United Way of Broward in particular. Can you tell us a little bit about the statistics in terms of the impact that you guys have?
Oh, yes. So we are a large United Way. I see ourselves as, the convener and the safety net for our community. Our agency is our United Way is a little bit different to others United Ways in the sense that we are a hybrid United Way. In one side of our house, we are a funder to our community. Like I mentioned, right. I fund 80 agencies, 150 programs. Incredible work in that area. In the other side, we are a service provider in our community. We run large, large programs. To give you an idea, our service provision side of the house is as large as one of the largest non-for-profit agencies in Broward County.
Wow. So are you the largest organization in Broward County?
I'm the largest.
Okay. So that means, you're talking, you're touching people in different places, housing. I mean, I learned that you guys have affordable housing for veterans. I mean, yes. That's a unique program. So now we're going to talk about a new program that I have the opportunity and the honor and privilege to launch with you. But tell us a little bit about those type of programs that people may not even know.
So we have two community schools, and in our community school programs, the focus is to provide wraparound services to families that are high risk, children that due to the family conditions and financial situations may be borderline to stop attending school. And our goal is to make sure that they stay in the school. And we can provide all of the support around them so that they can do well. So we have those programs. We have the Reading Pause program. That program provides tutoring and mentoring to over 300 children in Broward County every year. Wow. Our veteran service program, Mission United is called. Yes. We provide traffic rehousing services to over 1,500 veterans every single year.
That's amazing.
We do a lot around preventing individuals from becoming homelessness. We partner with about 5 agencies to provide emergency assistance to individuals. And that includes helping them with rent arrears that they may have, helping them pay their electricity, and other, you know, issues they may be facing that are putting them in jeopardy of becoming homeless.
That is amazing. Every day I learn something new about the things that you guys do, and I'm just mesmerized. So as I mentioned before, you call me last year and you say, we have an issue. We have an issue in our community that we need to solve, and it's with specifically with it, a vulnerable and underserved community of Hispanic seniors. We're doing a study and we need to figure out what we're going to do with them. And there we went. We worked together with you, your research team, and your staff. And the way you have already created a name of United for Seniors, but you wanted to maybe give them life in a different way. So we came out with a concept of creating an online community that would start online first and then go out. So tell us, what was the genesis of it? And to launch the pilot program that first was done for the Hispanic market.
Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, we conducted a comprehensive community assessment and analysis of Broward County older adults population. We wanted to know the local services that were available to that population. The analysis was focused not only on the older adults, but also focused on the caregivers.
Right.
We found out through the analysis that 23% of Broward County population is age 65 and above.
Wow, that's a large.
Even more striking, the number of residents age 80 and 84 in Broward County is projected to increase by more than 73% over the next 12 years.
Wow.
So at that point, we said, this is very serious. We need to ensure that something is available for them. Other findings was that many older adults in the community are experiencing loneliness.
Yes.
Confusion about available resources. They don't know where to go for help.
Right.
We saw in the study also indicated that there was a general lack of connection among seniors. So we discovered that these issues are even more pronounced among Hispanic. And we think that the reason for that was the language.
Right, the language barrier, that they may not be dominant on English.
Exactly. So we created a lot of programs as part of United for Senior in response to the investigation, the assessment that was conducted. And one of them was the senior platform to help reduce the isolation and connect older adults to vital community resources. We launched the pilot version in Spanish because we knew right there was a niche that we needed to target and no one else was in that space.
Right.
And it has been the feedback that we have been getting is just incredible.
And thank you for that opportunity. It's been one of the most rewarding projects that we have developed for clients, and full transparency, you're one of our precious clients. And, but then something happened, right? Because what we see is that, this is a network community that needs to be growing slowly, you know, spreading the word and so forth. So we participated in different activities. We got out to the marketplace. We were in different places, but people were like, what about English? What about me? What about, I would like to be part of that community. So then you came back and challenged us again and say, we got to go into English. And we transitioned in a very respectful way. And that everybody will feel welcome. And we were able to launch mid-year, actually in the spring of this year, officially. So now we're completely in bilingual mode.
Yes, the platform is bilingual, English and Spanish. And, you know, the platform is very, very, very easy to use. You know, and it's designed specifically for seniors. You guys did a fantastic job, Latin to Latin, creating it. And you can think of it as a digital community center.
Right.
It's literally a digital community center where the adults can go and chat. They can share stories, joint educational sessions. They can find local resources and they can learn more about the issues that matters to them. So we are super excited. We see the platform doing a lot to connect individuals, providing community connection where they joined local interest groups, talks with others that may have similar hobbies, and they can join virtual classes and presentations. There's also a great opportunity in the platform for them to increase their education in regards to issues that matters to them.
Right.
There's a lot of presentations around mental health, addiction, healthcare, safety, technology. They can find support in there. For example, they can learn about transportation in Broward County,
yes,
about food programs, about social services programs.
Discounts at restaurants.
And then they, you know, most importantly, the goal is to reduce isolation.
Yes.
And we feel that the platform is doing that for them. So this transition, when we started in Spanish, we said, let's pilot, let's do all of this. And we saw that seniors were really, really engaging in the platform because they were able to get all of these things that I just mentioned to you. We said, you know, now we are ready and prepared to launch this for the general community. And that's how we ended up launching it in English.
And I want to, you know, personally, because I'm on the platform and I check every day and I contribute as well. But we hear people asking for questions like, for instance, a caregiver, you know, if they're dealing with someone with dementia, how can they get support? Where can they find resources that the county provides? And immediately you guys have all these resources available and we're able to point them out to them immediately, which I think is fantastic, in English and Spanish. I also see people that are also joining from outside of the state because they come visit family members and they go back to, let's say, Colombia, or they go to California, they go to North Carolina, etc., and they get connected so that they stay connected with the friends that they made back here in Florida.
Yeah, I think, you know, the platform integrates existing community services with the community.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. We see it every single day when we see how many people are engaged in the platform. And when we hear the feedback that we are getting from our community partners in regards to, you got to expand it, you got to continue this work, we want to see more of these.
Yes. I mean, we should give credit. I mean, the Broward Behavioral Commission, right? It's one of the supporters of the platform. And, you know, we recently you invited me to participate in a presentation and the feedback was amazing. Everybody's like, we got to do more. How can I help? And, you know, a lot of people that have great, and it's open. The good thing is that this is open. This is not a commercialized kind of place. Nobody's going to sell you anything, which is
the
Yes, we may have supporters and underwriters, but it's not about selling products. It's about educating people, empowering people with the facts and the information that they need, and then for them to make their decisions and to connect.
Yeah, it's about strengthening our senior community, a community of seniors. It's about, you know, especially for those that are homebound, for those seniors that are suffering and going through isolation. It's for them to have this community,
right,
that is embracing them and helping them and educating them. So we are very excited. And like I said, it's literally a digital community center.
It is. And then what has happened is that people have then met outside, you know, they have met in a webinar and they get invited. Oh, we have a Zoom class. They come in and they have show up at some of those places. So it gets them out of their home if they can't drive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have questions. Oh, you know, but some seniors, they don't know technology, et cetera. Well, literature and research says the contrary. A lot of seniors are very well connected. But like you said before, this is a tool that is very easy to manage. I want to talk about two ambassadors that we've been so lucky to have them on board. And we have Lori Jennings, right?
Yes, very excited about her being one of our ambassadors.
Yes. And she's been a collaborator of United Way of Broward for many years. And she graciously said, yes, I'm in. And you're going to see her more involved in other things. And then we also have Maria Celeste Arraraz, also a very iconic figure in the community, who's also was the first one to raise her hand and said, now I'm here, right? And we have coming up for an event. Tell us about the event that's coming up soon.
So, but for many years, for United Way, has been a priority to embrace the Latino community. Over 33% of our residents are Latino. We said we got to do things for Latino. So we started doing a Latino conference. It's like a summit that we do for Latinos. We do 100% in Spanish every single year. This year is taking place October 18 at from 10 in the morning to 2:30 p.m. And we are super excited to welcome our keynote, Maria Celeste Arraraz. She is our ambassador for United for Seniors. So she will be in Spanish addressing all of our guests, talking about the needs that seniors are facing in our community. She will be talking about how powerful the opportunity that this platform offers is for them. And we are just super happy to have her. This is an amazing event. It's only, like I said, specifically in Spanish, because we want those that are isolated, staying home, those that are not able to find friends, or those that cannot go out and receive help from other agencies, we want them to come to us. We want to educate them about what's available in the community. And I think having Maria Celeste being the ambassador of that, letting them know that we care about them, that they are important to us, and that United Way is here for them, is just one of the most fantastic things that's happening this year.
I was last year, and it was so much energetic. I loved it. The vibe was unbelievable. So I'm looking forward to have her this year and to be part of that. Maria, we're running out of time, but I want to thank you. I want to thank you for everything you're doing, for who you are as a human being, as a leader in our community, as a friend that I've been able to develop a friendship with you too. So I'm very honored for that. I want to thank everybody that is listening to us. If anybody wants to connect and learn more about what we're doing, you can reach out to us at info@l2lmarketing.com and or check out our website as well. And next month, we will have a special guest, Jorge Reyes from Leaderman US A, to talk about safety and digital security trends. So stay tuned y hasta la próxima.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.